Chapter 4. King Solomon was king over all Israel. These were the princes whom he had: Azariah, the son of Zadok the priest, Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud the recorder, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, over the host, and Zadok and Abiathar were priests, and Azariah the son of Nathan was over the officers, and Zabud the son of Nathan was chief minister and the king's friend, and Ahishar was over the household, and Adoniram the son of Abda was over the men subject to forced labor. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for a month in the year. These are their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Deker in Makaz, and in Shalbim, and Beth-Shemesh, and Elon Beth-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Araboth. To him belongs Soko and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Abinadab in all the height of Dor. He had Taphath, the daughter of Solomon, as wife, Baana, the son of Ahilud, in Taanach and Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean, which is beside Zarethan, beneath Jezreel, from Beth-Shean to Abel-Meholah, as far as beyond Jokmeam. Ben-Geber, in Ramoth-Gilead, to him belong the towns of Jair, the sons of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. Even to him belong the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and brazen bars. Ahinadab, the son of Edo in Mahanaim, Ahamaz in Naphtali. He also took Basemath, the daughter of Solomon, as a wife. Baana, the son of Hushai, in Asher and Baaloth. Jehoshaphat, the son of Paruah, in Issachar. Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin. Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan. And he was the only officer who was in the land. Judah and Israel were many as the sand which is by the sea in number, eating and drinking and making merry. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 60 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, besides harts and gazelles and roebucks and fattened fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tifsa even to Gaza, over all the kings on this side of the river. And he had peace on all sides round about him. Judah and Israel lived safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. Those officers provided food for King Solomon, and for all who came to King Solomon's table, every man in his month, they let nothing be lacking. Barley also, and straw for the horses, and swift steeds they brought to the place where their officers were, every man according to his charge. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding in great measure, and very great understanding, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east, and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men. Then Ethan the Ezrahite, and Haman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the nations round about. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals and of birds and of creeping things and of fish. There came of all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.